brother off to and sell them here in town by his house. They're pretty, you know. But it's a little far north for him, you know.
They're still alive?
Yeah, they were still living, you know. They made it. Yes, sir. They kind of once in a while kind of die back and went a little, but they'll come out again, you know. You know, when I went, the first time I went down to Louisiana, you know, we went around every place, you know. And they had banana trees down there.
Huh.
And one girl went there, she had a kind of, a, just kind of like a little zoo of her yard. You know, she had squirrels, she had an alligator, and she had a, they got alligators down there.
Is this in Alexandria?
Yeah, it was down in Marksville, over, you know, about 30 miles from Alexandria. Yeah, they had a lot of, in the early days, they had a lot of alligators down there.
Well, I guess they've been hunting them out for their life.
Oh, yeah, for years, you know.
Huh. I remember going through those swamps during the war on troop trains and hearing them holler.
Oh, I know the Frenchman, old Dave Bouillette. You know they got funny names, you know, Frenchman.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dave Bouillette. Well, one time they thought they had an alligator pretty good size and thought they had him killed, you know, and they put him in his boat, you know. My golly, they messed around out there on the rivers up for a hunting, and it knocked in that boat out, and my golly, and they lost their guns and everything.
Hmm.
Yeah, he come to and knocked in the boat out. Every Frenchman's got, used to have a boat down there.
Yeah.
There used to be a lot of high water, you know.
Uh-huh.
And they had a boat on their house, you know. Them guys, they ain't more afraid of high water than not. They're just like ducks.
Yep. Yeah, they grow up in it, I guess.
Yeah,
it's second nature to them. Fall
in
the water, swim someplace.
Oh, yeah, where we'd be scared of getting out of there, you know, that water got to come up, and they'd stay and watch it, have a lot of fun out of it.
Make bets on how high it
goes. Oh, yeah, they have a lot of fun out of that. The house is all built up on posts, you know, high down.
Uh-huh. I see you have elm trees in your yard, don't you?
Yeah, we got some elm. We got a native, and then they got the Chinese on both.
Uh-huh. What's that across the street? Locust?
Yeah, that's locust.
Do you have any other kinds around here?
Elm, you mean?
No other trees. Elm, locust?
Oh, yeah. We used to have everything. We got a lot of mulberries out there. And we used to have peaches, apple, plum. We had everything, you know.
Cherries?
Oh, yeah. Cherries done good. We had fine cherries. But we just went on the years, you know, and they died out and finally just grubbed them out, you know, and plowed it up, you know. This generation don't go on things anymore at all. They just won't fool with it.
Well, I think this generation is used to moving.
They are.
It takes a tree too long.
Oh, yeah, this generation, it's a moving. This world's a moving anymore. It ain't like it used to be. It's on wheels now.
Yeah.
Used to be horse and mules.
I would say, what do you call that tree that has sort of a scaly bark, sort of a greenish yellow color, and it has a browner scaly bark on that, it has big leaves in the winter, and have little balls right out at the end of the branches?
I think I'm...
A sycamore or a buttonball or...
I think I know what you're talking about. I've seen some of them around different places, you know. Oh, it ain't a blackjack, no. Ain't a walnut, no. It come near being a walnut tree than anything. I think it got them little, I think it's more of a walnut tree.
Mm-hmm. Blackjacks, now do they have nuts on them?
No, my God. Well, I'm saying, you know, they leave out in the spring, all summer, you know, and they use them a lot for wood.
Uh-huh.
Oh man, a lot of people used to make a living around got these blanket trees. You know, we used to burn so much wood.
Uh-huh.
Well, I went the last wood.